Hey there, dreamers and doers. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking peak performance and navigating the crazy roller coaster that is life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes, juggling a million things, and barely scraping by? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own stress. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion techniques for stress relief. Think about it. You would have buried a friend who was struggling, right? He'd offer support and understanding. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher? We need to start extending that same kindness and compassion to ourselves, especially when things get tough. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. But how we respond to those curveballs is what makes all the difference. Here are 5 golden nuggets to sprinkle into your daily routine and watch stress melt away like ice cream on a summer day. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling. Don't try to bottle it up or pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's okay to be frustrated, overwhelmed, anxious, even sad. Let those emotions wash over you without judgment. Think of it like acknowledging a guest at your door. You don't have to let them stay forever, but it's polite to greet them first. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, guys. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your body sensations, and your surroundings. You know that feeling when you get so lost in a good book or a captivating conversation? That's mindfulness in action. Even taking 5 minutes to focus on your breath can work wonders for calming racing thoughts and easing stress. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. Ever find yourself beating yourself up with those inner critic monologues? You should be doing more, you're not good enough, why did you even try, sound familiar? It's time to shut that negativity down. When those critical thoughts pop up, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Replace those negative whispers with kind and encouraging words. 4. Treat yourself like a VIP. Seriously, you deserve it. What would you do for your best friend when they're stressed? You probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, maybe even a spa day or at least a good cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You're allowed to treat yourself with the same level of care and attention. Take a relaxing bath, go for a walk in nature, indulge in your favorite hobby, whatever makes you feel happy and rejuvenated. 5. Connect with others. We humans are social creatures wired for connection. Reach out to loved ones, share your feelings, laugh together, and support each other. Sometimes, just knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference in easing stress. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you had a major deadline looming, and your brain was basically playing a frantic game of Tetris with all your thoughts? You probably felt overwhelmed, stressed, maybe even a little panicky, right? Now imagine you could pause the chaos, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, hey, I've got this, it's going to be okay. That's the power of self-compassion in action. By practicing these techniques, you can actually rewire your brain to respond to stress with more calm and clarity. You become your own superhero, armed with kindness and understanding instead of fear and anxiety. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion starting with yourself. These self-compassion techniques aren't just words, they are powerful tools to create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Don't underestimate the impact they can have on your well-being. Now go out there and spread some self-love. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra support, leave a review if you found it helpful, or join me over on social media to keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are amazing, capable, and worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.